If you got your Bibles, I want you to go to Proverbs chapter number 3, verse 5 and 6. Amen. Now, here's what I'm going to do tonight. You might say my timing is not great. I cannot help that I got COVID and got knocked out for 10 days. Amen? This sermon was going to be preached last week before all y'all and your parents sent you to school. But I'm going to preach it anyhow. I want to preach tonight on this subject, wisdom for the new school year. Now, I want to talk to every student. I want to talk to every teacher, every administrator, and every adult, because the principles I'm going to give you tonight will be pertinent to everyone. Maybe the subject or the title might not enamor you, but I guarantee you tonight you can use what I'm going to be preaching on tonight. Can I start with a story? I believe I'll start there. I love football. I love it all. I played football. I played basketball. I played baseball. And I was good at all three. And had scholarships in two of them. And I eat it up. I love it. If I could have got to the game Friday night, I was going to the ball game Friday night. But I didn't get there. But can I tell you a football story? Is that all right? Because I'm going somewhere with this story. There was two teams getting ready to play the last game. One of them was 0-9. The coach was ready to lose his job, and he was playing the crosstown rivals. And you know how that is. Y'all rivals played this past Friday night. And he said, "This is my chance to shine. This is my chance to beat the crosstown rivals and have a chance to keep my job." So here's what happened. This is a wonderful story. I don't know who the knucklehead that done this, but it's a wonderful story. And here's what happened. Tune in with me. The opposing team was on the their two-yard line, with about a minute and 30 seconds left, and they fumbled the ball on the two-yard line. Could you imagine that? The coach says, "I got this. Finally, we're going to win this game, and we're going to beat the crosstown rivals, and we got this." So here's what he done. You know how this works. They talk in helmets now, but they used to have signs, you know, Jeff. And we used to, but here's what he did. He called play 34. And when play 34 went, they went into the line, they lost 2 yards. Ain't good. Then he called play 28. And play 28 lost 5 yards. So now he's, instead of the 2 yard line, he's at the 9 yard line. He turns around to the crowd like this. Said, "What am I going to do?" And they started booing him, just screaming and booing. And all of a sudden, they started cheering. Said, "What happened?" The quarterback went ahead and run to play and scored a touchdown. And the quarterback came over the side and he said, the coach looked at him and said, "How'd you know to play that play?" He said, "Why'd you do that?" He said, "Well, I looked over and you had your back turned." And he said, "This is what I done." He said, "I looked over to my split end, who is number 8. And I said, "Well, 8. He hadn't caught a ball all year. And I looked back at my halfback, and he was number 6. He said, well, I added 8 + 6 = 11. And I run play 11 and scored a touchdown. And the coach said, well, 8 + 6 = 11, it's 14. Don't you have any idea? He said, well, coach, if I was smarter as you are, I'd have lost the game. The point is this. You're going to have a whole lot of people wanting to instruct you, guide you, direct you, and try to point you in a direction. But I want you to know something. Like I preached this morning, if there's ever a time you need to listen to the voice of God and get connected with God and the worship of God and get close to God, it is now, because you're going to have a whole bunch of voices in your head. Somebody help me preach. I'm going to give you 3 things. I won't preach long, 15 minutes. I promised my wife I'd get out before 7, have a meeting, and go to the beach for 5 days. Somebody say amen for that. Let me give you 3 things. You want to face this school year positively? You want God to really do something in your life? Parents, do you really want your children to succeed and be blessed and be used of God? There's 3 principles. And by the way, these principles, not just for school, it's for everyday life. Amen. Number one, look at Proverbs 3. If you're there, say amen. I hope y'all follow me. Number one, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. First of all, you want to be successful? You want God to bless your home, bless your life, bless your children? Children, you want to make the right decisions this year? By the way, I wonder how many of us, if we could turn the clock back a year, would make better decisions if we were to trust God instead of trusting ourselves. Am I preaching? Trust the Lord. By the way, when you trust, that word means security. Amen? Trust in the Lord and rely on the Lord, or put your confidence in the Lord. And by the way, it says trust in the Lord with what? Half your heart? Part of your heart? Some of your heart? No, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Put your confidence in Him. You want to succeed? You want your life to count? Then you need to be devoted to God and trust God. Now, I want you to know something. I'm going to be real plain to you. There are going to be some people. There's going to be a crowd. There's going to be a crowd that's going to want to pull your children down. There's going to be a crowd. Your kid, before they get out of school, is going to be faced with somebody who said, take a joint of marijuana. Before they get out of school, they're going to be tempted at a party to drink liquor. Somebody help me preach. But before they get out of this school, they're going to be tempted to snort cocaine up their nose. Because that's what the crowd wants. They're in the gutter. They're a bunch of losers. And they want you to be losers. Amen. And the only way you can keep from being a loser and keep from gravitating to the crowd is to trust God and be devoted to God and sold out to God. And you're not too old or too young not to trust God. Am I preaching? Boy, this is on my heart strong tonight. I'm not going to fool around much with it. It'll break my heart if I hear some of you kids get lined with the wrong kids. It'll break my heart if some of you girls make choices that'll rob you of something blessed. It'll break my heart if I hear of any of you getting into alcohol or drugs or any other sort of thing. Trust in the Lord. Be devoted to God. Pastor, how do I get to know God better? Find some time in God's word. Pastor, how do I get closer to God? Find some priority time for you to worship God. It ought not just be on a Sunday morning you worship, or a Sunday night, or a Wednesday night. You ought to find time to worship every day of your life. Amen. I tell you what's wrong. We're not in close enough to God. That's just not for the children. That's for every adult here. Good preaching, Reverend. Trust in the Lord. Number two, I'll live a devoted life. But number two, I want to live a dependent life upon the Lord. Look at verse 5 again. If you're there, say amen. Trust in the Lord with all thy what? And what? Lean not unto what? Thine own understanding. And in how many ways? In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It said, lean not unto your own understanding. What that means is you don't depend on you to make decisions. You depend on God to make them for you. You depend on him. I wonder how many people in this room, life would have been a lot different for you if you'd have made the right choices about who you married, what you did with your life. Am I preaching? The decisions you made. I know people right now. I know one young man. His brother told me he's finally got his act together. He's 43 years old. Whole life been strung out on drugs. Whole life. A mess. Whole life. He went to school with my son, played football with my son. A good boy. I like him. Now he's finally got his act together. But his body's destroyed. His families have been upside down, inside out. You say, why? I'll tell you why. He didn't depend on God. He didn't trust God. He didn't get devoted and he didn't get dependent. And don't you think your teenager, your young person can get in a mess real quick if they don't trust God and depend on God? Somebody help me preach. He said, well, preacher, if I don't follow the crowd, I'm not going to be cool. Well, who says they're cool? You tell me if this is cool, blowing your mind on marijuana and cocaine and drugs and alcohol and don't even know what gender they are. Is that cool? That ain't cool. That's crazy. It's a mess. Somebody ought to preach on it, and I am. That word lean, it's a shepherd's word, like leaning on a staff. It's also a political word. It's like a king to his second command. That word lean is not lean just to keep up on your feet. It says, lean not under your own understanding. Now listen to this, kids, my parents. It doesn't mean you check your brains in. It doesn't mean you not use your brain. See, God wants you to use your brain, but he wants you to focus your thinking upon him. Somebody say amen. See, lean with all your heart. I've had this on me all summer. I can't shake it. I can't get it loose from it. When it means lean on with all your heart, that means you come to a place of worship. I want to be honest with you. If there's anything missing in our churches, it's real worship. I mean, learning to worship. Learning to be in communion with him. Learning to have a walk with him. Learning to have him guide you and take care of you. Somebody help me. And all your ways. See, all your heart is your worship. All your ways is your work. Lean on him. There's some people would say, Pastor Smith, you're a successful man. And I want y'all to know, if I am, it's because I've depended on him. Amen. If I've done anything right, if I've made any right decisions, if I've helped in this church, it's because I've depended on him, I worship him, I trust him, I follow him, I work for him, and I'm not leaning to my own knowledge. I've done that before, and I have failed. Number three, and I'm done. Told you I'd be quick. Lastly, I will give direction, or I will live a directed life by the Lord. Look at verse 6. Y'all there? Amen. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? Here's what God wants you to do. He wants you to place yourself under the Lordship of Christ. And he wants to direct your path. He's not interested necessarily in your personal skills. He alone wants to direct you. Now, let me give you the illustration and I'll be finished. It is like you coming up to a forest and a bulldozer gets in the forest and he drives through the forest and knocks the trees down and creates a path. Well, God's the bulldozer. And God says, I'm creating a path for you. And I want you to walk that path. Follow my word. Follow my worship. Get close to me. And I'll direct everything you do. Amen. How many in this room has made bad decisions? Amen. Let me ask you this. Did you ever make one when you was leaning on the Lord? Did you ever make one when you trusted him? Every one of us admits something. Every bad decision we've made, and I've made a few, is when I did not follow him. And I thought maybe following my brain power was the best way. By the way, this is more than just for the kids that's going to school. I'm just giving y'all a roadmap. If every adult in this room would follow this roadmap, they wouldn't be a mess most of the time. Amen. Somebody help me. We need to follow God. Follow the roadmap. God will bless us. Amen. Now my question. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to fall on your face and say, God, okay, I tell you what I'm going to do this year as a parent, as a teenager, as a young child. I'm going to devote my life to you. And then, Lord, I'm going to just depend on you. And by the way, I'll tell you what, you may see a lot of things change in your life if you depend on God. Amen. Hey, your C's may end up being B's. And your B's may end up being A's. You think God can't help you be an A student? If you're a C student, don't you think God would make you a B student? Hey, I was in high school. I was way down the pack in my graduating list. But when I got out and I got sold out to God and got my mind on God, I took a associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, doctor's degree in theology, and a doctor's degree in counseling, which was the hardest thing I ever done in my life. And I didn't get one B. Not one. You say, why? Because I was hooked in. I was hooked in. I was devoted. I said, God, you're going to. Hey, when I took my doctor to counsel, I learned words that I can't even pronounce right now. I mean, I'm serious. Many folks wanted me to get licensed. I wouldn't do it because I am not going to do it 24/7. But hear me. God took a boy who, I wasn't smart in school. But once I got cued in to God, to his direction and his power, he took all my limitations and gave me power and wisdom enough to make something out of my life because of him. How about that? Stand with me. I wonder how many of you teenagers like to get in there. You're going to have a lot of pressure this year. You ought to pray. Some of you parents ought to come and pray for your teenager tonight. Some of you tonight ought to just say, hey, I just want to come and pray for my kids this year as they face Lord only knows what. Father, help us. We thank you for folks that already come. We pray, Lord, that they'll take these three great points and Lord, it'd be a blessing to them. In Jesus' name, amen.